Welcome back to Sweet But Salty, the bliss point of podcasts. You can't imagine how long it took me to muster up all of my courage to say this intro again and to sit down and record an episode. It's been a while. What did I miss? I missed not just the things that happened or didn't happen, but I missed this feeling. I missed creating. I missed showing myself and showing up for myself in this way, in this creative way. So I think a lot of times, and I'm jumping straight into it, a lot of times when we create, it's not so much about what we create, if that makes sense. It's about the fact that we create. So the outcome or the product is not so important. What's really important is that we are creating, that we are expressing ourselves. I think the antidote to depression is expression. And depression was a reason why, at least it was labeled that way, why I wasn't present these past months. I couldn't work, and I didn't work, if that makes sense. Like, my mind didn't work. My body just went through a phase of exhaustion, I guess. Not really, but of weird symptoms. And I don't know if it's right to jump back into podcasting. I mean, I do this at the side. It's not my main job. But since I picked up work again, I thought I could also pick up Sweet But Salty again, because I really love this project. And I'm recording this quite spontaneously on my phone again. And I think that just underlines what I just said. It's not about how, it's not about when, it's not about how well you create. It's about the fact that you do it, and the results will inevitably touch someone and help someone and be close to someone else's heart if you are honest, if you're authentic, and if you just do things to the best of your ability without trying to copy anyone else, without trying to fake who you are. If you're just true to yourself and you create, that's everything. So what did I miss? I missed creating. And I went through a dark time those past months, and I have to say, what really kept me going is creating and being creative. Whether it be graphic design work or drawing or making music or creating this episode here, whenever I express myself genuinely and in a creative way, it just boosts all of my energies. It's really a blessing. So I want to try and be a little more authentic in this podcast. And that's why I may or may not have decided to change my podcast cover. And I say may or may not because as I'm recording this quite spontaneously, I'm not sure if I want to change that. But I think this is the perfect moment to do it. So I might just do it. We'll see, or you'll see, or you already have seen when you listen to this. It's always a little interesting because I pre-record those episodes and then I upload them and release them. I schedule the release date, so I'm always talking to you in the future and you're listening to me in the past. And I think it's kind of a romantic thing, in a sense, that we're not simultaneously on the same timeline, so to say. Whatever, it's getting out of hand, because if we go down that pathway of like talking about physics and synchronicities and what they mean and how it relates to quantum physics, this will be a long episode. But I think for a start, this is a short one, and really hope you enjoyed this. If you did, please make sure to rate my podcast wherever you're listening. Awesome. Even after 5 months without an episode, I haven't forgotten to say this. So yeah, there you go. But it really means a lot to me that you're listening to this. Thank you so much. Please support my podcast by rating it and by sharing it with someone you know who could profit from this and who could need a little creative and not creative, but life push. Thank you so much. And I will catch you next Thursday, as always. So stay tuned. Bye.